Welcome to Embracing the Muse. I'm your host, Sally Jean Fox, the author of Meeting the Muse After Midlife. And I'm on a quest to discover and understand how we can live our richest, most meaningful, and creative lives at any age, and especially as we age. And I'll be interviewing island creatives to discover what they can share with us about the highs and lows, ups and downs, and possibilities of living and sustaining a creative life. Welcome. I have a treat for you. I don't usually get to interview multiple guests at the same time, but today I do, because they've all been part of this wonderful institution on the island called the Vashon Island Artist Residency, a program that was started by Kathy Sarkowski. And you may have listened to my interview with Kathy from a few months ago. The idea behind the residency is fantastic, and she's here today, and I hope she'll share a few words about the purpose of the residency. But we have a special moment because four or is it six artists, Kathy, from the residency have been invited to share their art at the Vashon Center for the Arts in September. It's a curated exhibition, which means they had to compete to be in it. And they all presented artwork that had something to do with this natural world of Vashon that we're on. So I can't wait to see what everybody has come up with. And I haven't seen that yet. But in anticipation of the show, I wanted to talk both about the art and about the residency and what that means to the artists who've been able to participate in it. So first of all, thank you, everyone, for coming. I'm looking around my screen share. I have Lauren Bellini, Jennifer Starkweather, her partner, Amanda Hewen. And if I'm saying this wrong, you correct me. Catherine Lipsitz-Dower, and Kathy Sarkowski. So I wish you could see all our faces, but we're doing this in audio, and I'll let you know who you're listening to at any given point in time. But I want to first start with Kathy because she's the inspiration behind all of this, and she's going to share a little bit about the residency and also this particular show that's coming up in September at VCA.
Thank you so much, Sally. I appreciate another chance to talk about Vashon Artist Residency. It's not actually Vashon Island Artist Residency, just Vashon Artist Residency.
Great, I stand corrected. You'll be corrected in the show notes.
And there are more than six artists in the show. There's quite a few more. There's like 32 out of our alumni who applied. So I'll start with talking a little bit about Vashon Artist Residency. It's the realization of a long-held dream for me. Ever since I went to my first artist residency in 1993, I've been kind of harboring this idea of starting an artist residency, but really only on Vashon was where I wanted to do it. And in 2020, I was able to buy a house. And in 2021, we started with one vaccinated resident, and we're now about 4.5 years in. We're just completing our fourth full cycle. We take about 44 artists per year in 11 sessions. We have both 2 and 3.5 week sessions. That's changing a little bit next year, and that information will be on our website. This show came out of a desire by Heather Dwyer, who's my executive director at the residency, and myself, to offer more professional development opportunities for our alumni, but also as a desire to start to, I guess, expose a little bit of what we're doing to people on the island and people in the greater Seattle-Tacoma area. And we were long in conversation with Lynanne Polite at Vashon Center for the Arts, and eventually came up with this date for September of this year, and decided that we would include, we had Jennifer and Amanda, who are in this group today, are longtime collaborators, are you guys 18 years? Something like that? Yeah. So they and two other people were in a cohort, which was invitational, and they were all invited because they were all working on things which had to do with their response to the watery nature of our island and the way a human impact on that, climate change impact on that. And they were not necessarily collaborating, but they were definitely sharing a lot of information and research. And so initially we thought that we would have a show of their work, and then it grew to expand to include all of our visual artist alumni. And it has been curated by three curators who juried the applicants to the show. And it's kind of a great experiment. We'll see how it goes. But the work that was accepted is really interesting and intriguing. I would say that the call was really for work that was in some way influenced by your time on Vashon. So as you would see when you come to the show, not all of the work will be clearly about this place, this environment. All it had to be was that somehow it affected your work while you were here. It's not a show of Vashon landscapes. So I'll turn it back to you, Sally. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Well, I just applaud. It's such a privilege to think that we have an artist residency on Vashon, because we're such a creative mecca. There's so many artists, musicians, creatives on the island. But to think that the doors are inviting for artists from off island most of the time to come, I just feel really proud that we have a place like that on the island. And Kathy, I think it's incredible what you've done. Because you mentioned Jennifer and Amanda, I think I'll start with you both if you want to unmute yourselves, because I was fascinated by your art and the description of it, and also this relationship of art and natural ecosystems. And I noticed that both of you had been in a, quote, conversation with artists who investigate landscapes and ecosystems through research-driven, materially inventive practices. Those words intrigued me, because usually when I think of artists, I don't think about research-based and, you know, and creatively artistic. Those, you know, my silly mind does not bring those two together. So I'm fascinated by your work. Could you start by telling me, what do those words mean to you? And what is the research foundation that's informing your art right now? Why do you use research?
Great question. We've been working, as Kathy said, as a team, as Hugh and Starkweather, for almost 20 years. And from the very beginning, research has been a big part of our work. So we like to go directly to the source and, you know, look at archives, visit specific places, talk directly with scientists, farmers, fishermen, lawyers, even, you know, so we focus in on a topic. So for example, right now we're very interested in places where water meets land and natural water systems in landscapes and how they're interwoven with infrastructure, engineered infrastructure that might control or manage water. So we might talk to a lawyer who is interested in, or who specializes in, legal rights around water usage. We might talk to a geologist who has studied, you know, things around water and geology. Definitely talking to fishermen, farmers, et cetera. And then we take all of that gathered information and we start to create forms, both abstracted and recognizable. So that might include recognizable topographies or landforms, recognizable bodies of water, recognizable infrastructures like bridges or even dams, pipes, canals. And we create, using kind of that combination of forms, we create abstract work that has a really heavy hint of that source material within it visually. So then that allows the viewer to begin to recognize, like, oh, this, you know, I'm hopefully they're seeing some forms that trigger ideas about water infrastructure, et cetera.
That was one of the questions I had for you. And maybe Jennifer, you can unmute and jump in here, because what was the special purpose? I know you had a focus coming to Vashon. I don't know that everybody in the artist residency has the same kind of focused intent that you did. Can you tell me what your focus was coming? You were, if I got it right, it was July 2023 that you came to the island. So what were you aiming for there?
We came into the residency with two other artists, Talmadge Doyle, who's based in Portland, and or Eugene, and Brian Holmes, who does a lot of work around maps. And we have a lot of shared interest in how maps are used to tell stories about landscapes. And so we actually met for several months via Zoom, and we set up various meetings with different people to start to understand what were some of the environmental issues that were happening on Vashon Island. So we met with Tom Dean, who was the head of the land trust, and Bianca Perla, the director of the Vashon Nature Center, and Michael Lurie, who works with like water infrastructure there, and a few others. And I wouldn't say that we came in with a very looking for a specific kind of outcome, but through all of those conversations, through that more field-based research, it uncovered and started to reveal some really interesting topics for us. One of them being the way that these different organizations are restoring the landscape, and how landscape is being, how some of these original infrastructures, water infrastructures, primarily seawalls, are being replaced with alternatives, more green approaches to infrastructure. So that was one of the themes that really kind of spoke to us.
So being on Vashon and at the residency gave you a chance to work together and work together with the people you referred to. And it was also a chance to really get your hands wet, so to speak, in this subject matter and conduct your research. And so you were very focused. It wasn't just a residency. It was a residency on Vashon with a particular purpose. Yeah. And an interesting one. You know, I know as with things like bulkheads and seawalls and all are controversial. It's a difficult area. It's a difficult area because you don't want anybody's house falling into the sea, and you want to protect Puget Sound. So, you know, it's delicate. It's a dance and all. When people see your art, are you expecting or hoping that they'll be informed or take action or just feel the gestalt of what you're offering and then let it move them? How do you hope that they will respond to your art?
This is Amanda speaking. Usually we have some sort of text or other way for people to start to understand our source materials and our deep kind of research. So we might have a library of articles or books or even maps or objects, you know, near the works. It might be something as simple as a text panel. With some of the quotes from the scientists or community members that we might have interviewed during the research process. So even though the work is abstract, and we do invite people, and we're very excited about the idea of people bringing their own translations to the work, we do also want people to have the opportunity, if they're interested, to kind of go in deeper to the topic that we did this research on. So we hope that that gives, you know, people both options to kind of bring their own ideas and or, you know, kind of look at some of our source materials for the work.
Fabulous. Fabulous. I can't wait to see it. And I have more questions for you, but I want to make sure everybody gets some time. So I will save them for the end, because the fact that you've been collaborating for close to 20 years is amazing. And I'd love to talk to you more about that, but I'll hold that for right now and go to Lauren. If Lauren, if you want to unmute, I have to tell people because nobody can see the video here that after I read your bio, I thought I would be talking with an old lady like me. You look young. I don't get this. Because the list of what you've done and also where you have been awarded residencies is so impressive. And not only that, but the fact that you are now teaching at the Evergreen State College, you're a neighbor and all. So the question that popped out for me was, okay, you've done a ton of residencies and you're also familiar with this area. I see that you had a solo exhibition at PLU and you spent 10 weeks as artist in residence at Amazon's headquarters. I didn't even know they did good things like that. One minor point up for Amazon,
That's right.
but why did you want to come to the island? Because you could take a ferry over here any old days. So what was special about coming to the artist residency for you?
Thanks, Sally. Thanks for having us, and thanks to Kathy for starting the residency. And it's lovely to meet everybody. So I moved to Seattle in 2014, so it was about 10 years before I got to do this residency. And I think you're right that Vashon is known as like a creative force in the area, and so I felt honored to spend some time on the island and spend an extended amount of time. Just knowing that the island is there and like kind of influences culture and is a resource and a creative force. And then I did feel kind of guilty, right? Like I live in Pioneer Square, so I could just walk on the foot ferry and come to the island anytime. So I felt a little bit guilty getting to do this residency for a month, being sort of a local, but I always want to expand my community. Residencies are really good for meeting new people, having new conversations. So there was four of us at the residency, and I was supposed to be at another residency with one of the artists from my time on Vashon right now on San Juan Island. We were going to go to Friday Harbor. That has gotten postponed, but I think meeting new community is a big part of residencies. And then I also very selfishly, open water swimming is a big part of my practice, or just really part of my routine. I wouldn't necessarily say it's part of my creative practice, but I knew that this studio and the home were located right on the water, and so I was stoked to be swimming every day. And I've done, a lot of marathons in open water, but this was a great way to swim kind of leisurely for an extended period and just use it as time to both exercise and explore. And Quartermaster Harbor is relatively warmer, so you can kind of get in the water and tool around more comfortably than most of the rest of Puget Sound. And it is a like very particular ecosystem, and it was a really wonderful time. It was crab mating season, so it was like a nonstop party most of the month that I was there. And the water's really clear, and there's beautiful sand dollars. And I got two of the other artists to get in the water with me almost every day. And then at night we got some bioluminescence. So I think just the proximity to the water was a huge part of the residency. Beautiful sea stars, colors I'd never seen.
Was your
For
art tapping into the, first of all, I know what you mean, and I'm a swimmer as well, and it's just, it's so great to be able to swim here. And I think somehow it infuses our creative work as well, to be able to move physically in the natural world, to have the water. I could go on about that. Although the jellyfish this season, not always my friends, But well, how did the natural world, it did that influence your art? Was that part of what you were bringing into your art that you created and or created for the show?
Yeah, I think indirectly. I mean, there's like I had been making these paintings of lightning bugs. I'm originally from the Midwest, and the thing that I miss the most about my kind of childhood is fireflies, and the bioluminescence that I was getting at night in the water kind of harkened me back to that time. And I think helps kind of tie that body of work together. And I started with some paintings of anhingas while I was there, which are a similar kind of snake bird to a cormorant, which we see a lot of in the Puget Sound. So kind of indirectly, certainly.
Great, great. And w did you feel like you could close the door to some extent to your Seattle life? Because, if somebody flies all around the world, you're in a place that's totally different, but you're close enough. Like you say, you could hop on that PO boat and be back home in a second. Were you able to just be at the residency when you were at the residency?
Yes, thank you. I did. I didn't leave the island. I stayed and stayed focused. And I think I took it upon myself because I was maybe feeling a little guilty to be a unofficial chauffeur and kind of tour guide to the folks from out of town, and kind of drove them around in my pickup truck, and we went to the farmers market and did some beachcombing and did some blackberry picking and stuff like that. My family did come over and visit because my birthday overlapped with the residency, and so my fellow residents were very generous, and we got to visit a little bit and see the property, which I think also for my family, it made a huge difference to be able to see a residency like in action, and they were like,
Yeah.
"Oh, this is what you go and do. Now we get it."
Yeah. Well, it's a great testament to that because it's not a unique experience for you to do a residency, but the fact that you got so much out of this one speaks highly to the Vashon Artist Residency, that it would add value to your work like that. So
Kathy and Heather certainly know what they're doing. They have their finger on the pulse on exactly, I think, what artists need, and are very generous and thoughtful and very thorough.
wonderful. Well, let me turn to Catherine for a bit, and if you can unmute, because I don't have as much information on you from your website, but I know that you did the residency in 2022. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
And that you do beautiful work with stones, and so I loved the work that I saw. Was this your first residency, or have you done others?
It was my first and actually my only so far.
Oh, wonderful. So tell me what that was like, because here we have people who with varying degrees of experience with residencies, but it was your first. So what motivated you to apply for the residency, and then what did you discover? How did it further your practice?
Well, it was a time when I was just turning more attention and energy toward my practice and really wanting to make space to figure out where it was going to go, or where, I don't know if we ever figure out where it's going to go, but where it might go. And I work in actually a number of different mediums over the years, and so part of my agenda at that juncture was kind of figuring out how they all fit together. They fit together for me and my mind, but how might they relate to each other and fit together to somebody who's not in my head? And also, particular to Vashon, I work a lot plein air. I'm very profoundly inspired by nature, so it seemed like an amazing fit. And I was very curious how a marine ecology or environment might inspire me in different directions and become integral to the work. And I think what happened there was that I started to develop language for my practice, and part of that was really in conversation with my fellow residents, who were amazing. I was there with Brian Holmes, who Jennifer mentioned, and his wife Claire Pentecost, who's a visual artist and was a professor at University of Chicago for years, and then two dancer choreographers who were amazing. And we had Kathy and Heather do this amazing like dinner for the artists while you're there, and we all go in each other's studios and do kind of a more formal sharing about our work. But there's obviously a lot of
conversations over meals and on the beach and while we're kayaking or paddleboarding or
Lovely.
kind of
Yeah.
in the fabric of our days about what we're thinking. And it was just invaluable.
Wow. Well, you live in San Francisco, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. That's kind of a mecca for artists. So why what if you were to say to somebody in San Francisco area or elsewhere, like why do a residency? What would be your short form answer there?
Well, full disclosure, Amanda and Jennifer also live in San Francisco, so they
Yeah.
might.
Thank you for that. I forgot to ask you.
Well, I think it's very particular to what you're needing from your practice. For me, time in nature is essential, and just kind of contemplative time to watch the light change, learn the unique features of an area, that all becomes part of the work. And so I think, I don't know if there's anything particular to us San Franciscans, but
Oh, we
putting.
just have the stereotype that there are artists in every corner, you know. You can't cross the
Oh.
street without bumping into three of them or something like that, which isn't true at all, but it's just, you know, because it's been a mecca for so many artists for so many years.
Yes, well then, yes. I think just putting yourself, in a different space, whatever that space is, and being open to whatever you might find, interactions, the other part particular to Vachon was oftentimes in the residency periods, they'll arrange a walk and a talk with the local geologist, which is just like amazing. He's amazing. And that for me, because I do use stones and geology in my work, was very important. So you just kind of go, I think, just going and being open to what the resources are and what the local things are that might be relevant to your practice or might inspire some curiosity is the most important part.
Interesting. Thank you so much. Well, I'm channeling right now my inner Linnane Polite, which is, if you know her, very hard to do. She's a big character. But she would be whispering in my ear at this point, but ask them, what about Vachon? What about Vachon inspired them? Because she's very Vachon-centric in her enthusiasm for the exhibit. Could you speak for a moment to what about Vachon in particular? Like residencies are great. You know, and this one is particularly great, but what was it about the island that inspired your art or the pieces that you are will be presenting in September? Catherine.
Okay, sure. The piece that was selected to be shown is one of two landscapes that I made while I was there. And I'm not, I mean, I do a lot of line drawings of landscapes, but generally, landscape is not my main subject. The reason that I created it was because there's pr this pervasive view of Burton Isthmus across Quartermaster Harbor, and it's like you come out of your cottage or the house and you see it. You walk from the studios, it's just like part of your day and the orientation. And so it just got in my head. And it also was an opportunity to, I don't know, the weather and the environment can be very intense there, very, it's very different day by day, minute by minute. And so there'll be an incredibly dramatic storm moving in or something. And so those were opportunities for me to go big, try to kind of physically represent what I was seeing. So that, and that's very particular to that place.
Thank you. Yeah. Jennifer, Lauren, Amanda, how about you? Well, how did Vachon inspire your work?
I'll jump in. This is Jennifer. I think in terms of the people that we met there, we were very taken and inspired by their generosity to share their work and their environment with us. There's a passion for the landscape. And a desire, like they spent a lot of time with us, and we were just really impressed with how much they were willing to kind of put on hold of their work and share what they know with this with a group of artists. The piece that we are putting in there is called Spare One, Strike Another, and it's a triptych that's comprised of two pieces on wood panel and a larger piece on paper that sit side by side. And the materials that we use include acrylic and ink and gouache and graphite. And we also collected sand and dirt and water when we were there. And we include a lot of materials that from specific sites into the work to kind of bring a little bit of that landscape directly into the work that we're making to create a connection to those specific environments.
So materials from Vashon will be part of your art. We'll be able to feel the island that way.
If yeah, it'll be subtle. It's
It'll be subtle, but
subtle.
still it's there. I think that's really important to know.
It's
How
in there.
wonderful. Amanda, did you have an ad there?
Yeah, I will just add that additionally, something people from the island will recognize in the work is the actual shape of the Salish Sea. Is directly in the work on paper. And that's something that we, as I said earlier, do frequently is we will include a recognizable landform or shape of a water form. And you know, again, to kind of spark this idea of like, oh, this is about a specific place, you know, in the for this particular work.
Interesting, interesting. I love that. I don't know why I'm flashing on a picture of Tom Dean, because it would be fun to have you all in the same room and have a conversation there, because he's been so instrumental to, you know, really helping to save Puget Sound and protecting our land here. And it feels like in some ways your work will be honoring of his, you know? Yeah.
Absolutely. That's our hope, is to honor so many of the community members on Vashon who met with us, including at the Senior Center, many different specialists and scientists and community members. We were super grateful,
Oh,
as Jennifer said. Yeah.
thank you. Fascinating. And Lauren, any add-in about Vashon? You know, how Vashon inspired you?
Yeah, thanks, Sally. I think I'm with Jennifer that the sort of integration of nature and animals and how much people in Vashon are passionate about the natural world, and that there's hobby farms and there's professional farms, and yeah, I think there's sort of a commune with nature that you don't find other places, and feels particularly, I think, like to the island. And I think I started some paintings there while that were of turkeys, and those led me to some peacock paintings. And then the painting that's in the show is peacock pheasants. And I started looking at kind of like a fowl that like we sort of live with, like turkeys or peacocks, and that they're like, they're sort of in service to us, but also sort of a nuisance and also sort of a member of the family. And the peacock pheasants that are in the show have like really dramatic eyes, like peacocks do, but they're gray pheasants. And when I was at the residency, I was experimenting with some neon paints and some metallic paints. And those, I think looking for neon paints to try and work with the bioluminescence and the fireflies that I was painting has allowed me to paint the peacock pheasants, because some of their eyes are like a particularly luminous and much more fluorescent. And I got really interested in the animals that have like a predator form that they take. Like they try and ward off predators by displaying like large eyes, like peacocks do. So that's what you'll see
Interesting.
in
I
the show.
can't wait to see your art and stuff. As you were talking, I thought, you know, I live a few miles up the road from where Kathy is, and I thought we're one of the f few places where there should be a sign on the road that says we break for quail, Because every so often, like the little quail and her quail kids go wandering across a very busy road, you know. But everybody knows it's Vashon. We break for quail, we slow down for horses, you know. And I don't know if there's a coyote darting across. Well, it's fair game, but who knows, you know, what people are doing. Hey, in our last minutes, I want to turn back to Kathy. And Kathy, do you have a question for folks? And if not, I'll ask a question to you.
I'm not sure that I have any questions. Everyone's being very articulate about their work and answering the questions that you've presented. So maybe you can ask me one.
I'll ask you one then. How has founding the Vashon Artist Residency changed you or affected your art?
Well, I think I don't want to take up too much time. There's so many levels and layers to that question that I could discuss. I think, you know, the purpose of a residency is to offer space and time for artists to really focus. And when I did my first residency, even though I've wanted to do one ever since, I was in a very different place in my life. And I think that one of the things that has happened is that actually running an artist residency has reinforced my belief that this is a really valuable and in some instances critical opportunity for artists. And I on a personal level, you know, my own experiences at this point in my life of residencies are very different than they were earlier. Because my responsibilities in the world are just different and my commitments. And I think I started the residency because I knew it was a valuable thing, but I don't think I really understood what the impact would be on me personally. And I have always felt really strongly that I want my life to continue to expand rather than contract as I get older. And the residency is certainly offering me that opportunity. I'm meeting upwards of 44 artists per year at minimum, and I am learning things from all of them. I think I just believe more strongly than ever of the value of offering time and space in this particular place, Vashon Island, to artists from all over the country and the world. And we're expanding. We will now have two houses next door to one another. And the hope is that by mid-year next year, we'll start taking three more artists per session. So I will be even more expanding my own exposure to, you know, creatives of all ilk, because we take writers as well as visual artists. This conversation has been about visual artists because that's what this show at VCA is specifically showing. But we take almost half of our people this year are writers. And we take composers and choreographers and all different kinds of creatives. So, you know, beginning mid-year next year, we'll be taking seven people per session rather than four, which is going to be more like 70 artists per year instead of
Wow. Wow.
44. So
Well,
it's been a steep learning curve and one that I've loved, you know, I've loved every step of the way and am really happy that it's been successful.
right.
I'm grateful to all the artists because, you know, who knew if anyone would come?
Right. But it's wonderful because I can feel the multidimensionality of it, because I think as an artist, we need space and time, you know, that can be used just for being with yourself, which is often a gift in this crazy world, just having time. But then there's also something beautiful when you're working often alone or just with a partner about cross-fertilization, you know, being with others, having associations, especially ones that are free will. You know, you're not being forced to collaborate, but you can benefit from the ties. And then the third level is being in a space that invites us to feel our part in the natural world. and feel like there's a chance to kind of go beyond. It's not just individual and association, but also connected. And so that piece of being Vashon-centric, because we are in a fairly natural environment, feels like it's very core and quite a gift to the offering that you're making. So I wish I could talk to each of you more about your art. And Lauren, I hope you come over. Are you going to be there for the opening? Yay! Yay! I just want to take a pause and encourage everybody. The exhibition goes up. What's the date? Will it be up before First Friday, or it
No,
starts with First Friday?
it opens on Friday, September 5th.
And then it goes until October 1st, or goes until the end of the month then? I'm asking. Yeah. So for everybody who's interested, and I hope you are, make sure you get to Vashon Center for the Arts, VCA, during the month of September, because you will see this fantastic art that comes with a story, not just the pieces of art with a story like what Lauren and Amanda are doing, but also, or Jennifer and Amanda, excuse me, but that also there's a story behind the story, and that story is about the residency. So I'm just really, I applaud you all, and I appreciate your time today, and I look forward to seeing your work. Thanks so much for listening. I look forward to being back soon and bringing you another conversation with an island creative who can show you how it's possible to embrace your muse and live your richest and most creative life. Till then, thanks for joining us, and thanks to Voice of Vashon 101.9 FM for hosting this show. I'm your host, Sally Fox, and I look forward to being with you soon.